Moving along in Division Four, we have head coach Liz Cook of the Lamira Lions on the Zoom call at this time. Coach Cook, could you give us a little background on the Lions, and then we'll open it up for questions from the media. Go ahead, please.
So we are currently 22-6. We took second place in the Flyweight Conference. This is our first trip to state in 33 years. It's been a long time. Our only championship was in 1978, which my mom and two of my aunts were a part of, which is pretty cool. We've had a pretty good season. We had a couple bumps along the road there with six losses, but our losses came to a very good Laconia team and a couple other conference teams that were helping us set up for our postseason run that we're going on right now.
All right, let's open it up for questions for Coach.
Yeah,
Oh,
Liz,
please.
Dick Nowitzki from Scorup in Appleton. You mentioned your mom and family members being involved in that. What kind of feeling is that to bring it around full circle to have this group come back and get to state after all that time?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. My mom was a part of that state team, and then I was a part of a sectional semifinal team, and then my sisters, who are very unique. My family has quadruplets, and the three girls played together, and they made it to sectional finals. So they're very excited. The whole family is excited that we finally got over that hump of getting to the state tournament.
I guess following up real quickly, then, just going to the X's and O's, what is it about this team? You mentioned getting over the hump. What is it about this team that got over the hump? What was that special X factor?
I don't think there's one thing that I could pinpoint. I feel like our loss to Laconia really kind of something clicked within all of our girls, realizing that we could hang with some good teams. We lost to them about 12 points, but for that, it was huge for our girls because Laconia's been pretty dominant, and it just instilled some confidence. And then we started clicking. Everybody was really understanding their roles on the team. Our scorers were scoring, our rebounders were rebounding, and then everybody was doing all the little things. And I think that's what really kind of helped us continue on in this postseason is that everybody knows their role and they're doing it well.
Hey Liz, Scott Emmerich here from the television broadcast. Along the lines of sisters who are quadruplets, are the Christians twins?
Nope, they're cousins.
Cousins, gotcha. Can you tell us a little bit about Josie and just a sophomore? How has she developed?
She's really fun to coach, and I'm sure she's fun to watch in the stands too. Her freshman year, you could tell she had a little bit of growing to do, and she really grew up this sophomore season. She's obviously getting her points. She's very shifty. She can shoot the three. She can get to the basket. But she's also developed into a really good rebounder for us. She's averaging almost 7 rebounds a game. And then she's also really good at getting her teammates involved, and boosting up her teammates' confidence, getting them the ball when they in a good spot where they can, make an easy bucket or get a good shot on three. And that I think is how like what has changed in her, and really propelled her to be a very, very good player.
What did she average last year as a freshman, and what is her season high this year?
I believe last year she was around 23 points per game. Her season high, I believe, is 39 she had in a game.
Coach Chloe Murata here. You talked a little bit about the rebounding effort, but 15 rebounds per game, offensive rebounds per game, really stood out to me on the stat sheet. How do you kind of mark that mentality into your team?
We kind of preached all year. We're not the tallest team. We're actually the shortest team in our conference, and most games we go into it, we're pretty small. So our post players have worked hard all year. We talk about, never standing still, always constantly moving. And they've really taken that, like I said, that Laconia game really sparked something for all of them, especially our post players, because they were able to get a lot of defensive rebounds and then also some offensive rebounds. And they've just been taking it. And like I said, they understand their role. And they've really taken that role of that's their job. Their job is to rebound, whether it's offense or defense, and they've done a good job with it.
Hey Liz, a really close game there in the sectional final against St. Joe's. Was there somebody in particular who really stepped up down the stretch?
I wouldn't say there was one particular player, but they all worked together as a team. The five that were out there in the court, You know, they were running our offense, making sure that everybody was going to the ball, getting the ball to whoever we needed to hit some free throws at the end. So it was just a team effort. I wouldn't say anybody stood out, but Brianna Free hit two really, really big free throws to kind of put the lead out of reach for us. And then Kennedy Gable hit one to kind of seal it for us at the end.
Sure. Liz, if you had a chance to look at Neillsville at all, they like to play defense. They're experienced at state. Have you a chance to break down any video on them so far?
I've glanced at about like 5 minutes of video so far. I've seen them run their zone. So I know that they are a very defensive sound team. I've looked at some of their box scores. I know that there's not a lot of scoring going on. So our game plan is to, you know, we got to figure out how to attack that zone and get some baskets off of it.
Ben Schultz, Final Life Reporter. Coach, have you maybe learned anything new about your team these last 2 weeks? It's a group of sophomores, juniors, seniors. I mean, is there anything new that you've learned maybe these last 2 weeks in these playoffs?
I don't know. They're more relaxed than I thought they would be in the postseason and with all this pressure on them. On Saturday, you would have walked into our locker room and thought like it's any other game, not the biggest game probably of their lives at that point, you know, about to go to state. They're just really, really relaxed, which is really fun for them and for me to coach, because then I don't have to, you know, calm their nerves down any, because they seem to be doing it by themselves and within their team there.
Do you think that's helped maybe not, that they don't seem to let the moment get too big?
Yes, very much, 100%. I have a lot of people say that how they don't look like anything bothers them, and they really don't let anything bother them. Team could go on a big run on them and they'll come into the huddle like, all right, we got this. We'll come back and make a run on them. So.
Coach, you guys also are a very defensive minded team with just the way you guys steal the basketball, nearly 12 steals per game. Is this something that you guys do in the full court, half court? Where's that energy kind of coming from with the steals?
Yeah. So our defense, we kind of changed things up only about a month ago. We were primarily a man-to-man. That's what I've been, you know, taught, grown up with. And we switched to a zone. And that really has propelled our defense. I don't know what it is about it, but the girls love it. And I give them the freedom. If they want to go up full court, they can certainly go in pressure a little bit if they want to hang back. It's totally up to the girls and how they feel. And then the rotations out of it are all very much man-to-man concepts. And they've really understood how that works. And because of that, they've been able to hit gaps and be able to get some of those steals.
Coach Cook, that's all the time we have for your portion of the conference call. Thank you for joining us this evening, and we look forward to seeing you again on Thursday.
All right. Thank you, everyone.